I was talking about my bun on my head because the headphones wouldn't go over my bun. And you weren't listening to me. So to get your attention, I pulled my brother-in-law. He goes into like these, his rap personality where he like turns into a rapper. He's like, he has split personalities. And I love when that one pops up. That's one of my favorites. And so I just tapped into that and I said, I got big buns and I can't. Okay, never mind.
All right. What's up, y'all? This is D Malone.
And this is T Malone.
And we are
the perfectly imperfect couple. We are going to have some real discussions on marriage, relationships, families, and just being alive in this crazy, crazy world.
So join us as we talk about being imperfect and why that is perfectly okay.
So okay.
Good. What up, world? Welcome to the Perfectly Imperfect Couple. This is D Malone.
And I'm T Malone. What?
Nothing, man.
What? I'm not T Malone?
You better be.
Oh.
I don't know who else you are.
What happened? Why are you looking at me like that?
No, you were. You. Nothing.
Tell me.
Nothing. There's nothing wrong. You just don't see yourself at this current moment.
I look crazy?
Not crazy. You like you were like off of Star Trek. Not Star Trek. Star Wars.
This isn't starting off well.
It's not. It's going go all ahead, the continue. Way back. No, you just
look. Star Wars. What do I look like?
I don't know.
Star Trek or Star Wars?
It's got to be Wars. It's
okay. Like, oh, I look that bag. It has to be Wars. You have to expand the amount of you know curves.
What? I'm done. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Perfectly Imperfect Couple podcast.
Oh,
we
gosh.
Are here for all of the madness, obviously.
Obviously, we are.
Yeah. So how you doing, T?
You already asked me that.
But I was asking for you to clarify, to go deeper, to like start a conversation. Not just
I have conversation starters today.
Oh, gosh.
I do. I have conversation starters today. So okay. Whenever you're ready to jump into that, you let me know.
I will. Obviously. I hope so.
Okay.
Okay. But carry on. I mean, how are you doing? Otherwise, it's so hard today.
Huh?
Nothing. Go ahead, babe.
I already told you I was doing well.
You like I'm doing good. Like you don't want to talk about it. You're doing
just
well.
Did.
Want to answer questions? Okay, cool. Go for it. I don't.
What's happening right now? I'm so confused.
Why are you confused?
I didn't even spike my coffee this morning. So
thank God.
Jeez.
Thank.
What's happening? God. What do you mean? Thank God. You like when I spike my coffee?
Really? That's what we're doing today. This is going to be a long episode. I can feel it in my bones.
Okay, can I just say, ladies, tell me if this is the case for you. D can make inappropriate jokes all day, like little innuendos. Like he can do it all day. But the minute I do it, it's like it's super corny or like, I can't believe you just did that or you just said that.
Are you serious?
Yes, you just did it.
Babe, I don't make you feel okay. Let me take response. Let me back up. I apologize.
No, I don't want an apology.
But I don't try. My attempts is not to make you feel corny.
Oh, okay. Well, you think a lot of things that I do are corny. So, I mean, I'm used to that. It's okay. It's me.
You know what?
I'm not
doing this with you today.
I am very corny in a lot of ways. But in a good way. Like, you think it's cute. That's one of the reasons why you were attracted to me. You're like, she's a little corny.
I'm not going to disagree with any of these things that you're saying at the moment.
So, whatever.
Yeah. Cool. Well, as long as we got that out the way. Well, let's start with hot topics.
Okay, cool.
Let's just go there.
Yeah, let's just go there. So, we were scrambling the other night to like finish off some tax stuff that we had lingering and to apply for the federal student loan debt relief.
Yeah.
And we did that process, which was super easy. It took like 2 seconds. I was looking on Beyonce's internet and they were saying that people were like, it was so quick. I thought I was being scammed, or I thought like something was going, you know, something was wrong. Like it was a wrong site, but it literally only took like 2 seconds.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I got the link and I was like, oh, let me do this. And he was like, yeah, we need to blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I'm done. He was like, wait, you're done?
Yeah. Wait for me.
I was like, no, I'm done. I've done it. It's done.
Can y'all imagine us at like, what is that? The race? What is that? The amazing race or something like that? Nope. Like we would be the first people to go.
I don't know if we'll be the first.
I feel like we would.
I mean, we wouldn't make it many episodes.
I feel like we.
We'll probably end up arguing. We'll be that couple. That'd be like the husband be like overzealous about the whole thing. And the wife be like, I don't care. And then they be like, they be fighting.
You'll be like running ahead. And I'll be like,
I can't do it, D. I can't do it, D. You just go. And then I'm like, I'm not going to go without you. But you gotta go because I can't run. Well, that's so fine. We'll just walk together. That's what we'll end up. That'll be us.
And then we talk about other couples and laugh. They kick us out.
I don't think we'll make it that long to talk about nobody. Honestly.
Anyway, so it is super simple. It takes like 2 seconds. You don't need a bunch of information to go in and fill out the form. We'll post the link to our show notes so that you're able to take a look if you haven't. I'm sure most of you have received it already. That website has been everywhere. But if you haven't already, go ahead so you can get some money.
No, get some deduction of some money.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Okay, same difference.
You know what I mean.
I got you.
Okay, so the next thing I wanted to talk about.
Before you start, I just want to make sure you remember what you said 2 weeks ago. It's just, you got that look on your face and you looked at me and I'm closing my eyes. I just remember. Want you to remember you, okay. What you said 2 weeks ago.
Okay. I do remember what I said 2 weeks ago. And one of the things I said is that sometimes we might have to go into the mess. Sometimes you got to go into the mess to get past.
Okay. If you say so. I don't.
So anyways.
Father.
So he who shall not be named is all in the news again, you know, and we all know.
Why are we calling him Voldemort?
We all know who he who shall not be named is. OK, I just want it's not really like a hot topic. I just wanted to say a couple of things.
OK, you want your opinion?
If you have watched his latest interview on Drink Champs, because that's, you know, part of the reason why he's being talked about, besides the fact of, you know, him talking
in general. Okay.
Yes, in general. But anyways, he's definitely out of here. Like, he definitely is. I think he does some things for shock value. I think that he says some things for shock value. I think that he says some things because he truly believes in his head that they are true. And who are we to say that they're not true for him? But he truly believes that it's true. And then I think he says some things like just to please
other people,
specifically white people. Okay. And I don't know if it's part of an agenda that he has or if it's, you know, really him having some sort of psychotic breakdown or both. It could be both. You can be having a psychotic breakdown and be a bad person, or you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't have to be one or the other. I don't know. But some of the things he says
make sense.
Mm-hmm. Like, if you listen, you know, it's sprinkled in there. It's buried in there with all of the other things. But some of the things that he says make sense. Now, do I agree with the Drink Champs taking down the interview? I know that's the big discussion, especially today. I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence with that because I definitely believe, you know, in podcasts and freedom of speech and things like that. But a lot of the things that he said can be classified as hate speech. And I think that we have to be careful when we're doing those things. It's like a 3-hour episode or something.
It is. I made it through like an hour and a half and yeah. I was like, whew.
No. No, thank you.
So,
but, Cliff Notes, please.
No, I listening to some of it, like you said, there are parts of the interview that make sense, and there are some parts, more specifically, the things he said about like George Floyd and all that stuff, and comparing Virgil to all of that. Like, there was some things I was like, "Ooh, where are you going?" And then he also got into like the hate talk, was which I was going to ask for clarification, but I know he's been talking very loudly about like some Jews and different things like that, which I'm not getting into because I don't really know the whole story of it. But there was just,
I don't think there's any story with it. He's just
talking. Well, obviously, if you've been paying attention to his news whatsoever, he's been recently,
it's just hate speech. He's
JP Morgan is a bank. Chase, is it Chase?
I think it's Chase.
Chase is like, sent him a letter saying that we're not doing business with you anymore.
Yeah.
And so all of that kind of, you know, sent into to a spin. But I don't know, man. I think some of it, like you said, some of it makes sense. Some of it is just for a wow factor. And some of it might be he actually believes.
Right.
But I have since not bought any more shoes.
I think it needs to be time out for him and for a minute.
And I don't think it's a cancel. And I know we talked about this at church the other day. Like, I don't know if it's a cancel on him, but it needs to be some clarity.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be some clarity.
Mm-hmm.
And not like, I can say what I want to say, but like some clear, some real deep dive clarity.
Something. Because I did not watch the whole interview, but he's a lot. He's all over the place.
All right.
He's all over the place. So that's the only mess that I had, babe.
It was good too that Nori actually jumped on.
Oh, you didn't say if you think that they should take it down. Well, they've already taken it down.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. But do you think that they should have taken it down? I guess is the question. Well,
it don't even matter if I think they should.
Well, do you think they should have?
If it's something as a content creator that they did not feel happy about, or felt like there were some things that they didn't, that they missed, I think they should be given a grace to make it up and to correct it. And if they felt as a company or as a brand that it did not fit on brand with who they are, then yes, they should definitely take it down.
Okay.
If it doesn't, there would be no way. Well, for me, if there's something that I didn't feel fit with our brand, it won't get through because I do all the editing. But you know, when you have people that edit for you, one thing that Nori said in an interview yesterday he did on Breakfast Club is that I didn't watch the episode after. I think we have a different stance because I edit all the episodes. So I listen first. And if it's something that I feel like, this is questionable, D. And if I feel that way, I come to you with it and we collectively make the choice to either not say it or to not, or to cut it or whatever the case is.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that, for them, I think Drink Champs will then now do a little clearing before they go too far with an episode. And then if it's something is kind of like, you know, out of pocket, then they might pull it. But they felt that way. Nori said that yesterday, that he didn't listen to the interview beforehand. After listening to it and watching it and seeing it, he understands. And so he can understand why he would want to take it down.
Okay. I don't know. So that's, I think, hard.
If you're a creator, you have that freedom. As much as people say there's freedom of speech, you also have the freedom if you have someone on your show or someone, or even if you discuss something that you don't necessarily like or don't want to, you know what I mean, need to rethink how you said something, edit.
Right.
As in the words of Tim, what's his name? Tim, the fashion guy.
Oh.
Tim, you edit. Okay? Edit.
I love that's Tim.
That's a lot of things I think people miss in time, and like this time now, people don't edit. People don't be tactful. People feel like I have my feelings. I can say what I want to say about my feelings.
You got deep with that, babe. Uh-huh.
Okay. I can say what I want to say about my feelings, but just because that's how you feel,
don't mean I need to be blasted across the airwaves. And
don't mean your feelings is right, but that's a whole nother topic.
Feelings are not always right. Yeah, you're right.
for next.
Feelings lie.
And I was going to tell you about that, and it kind of came up earlier, but feelings we need to put that in the what's the name? Put that in the
rotation.
And yep.
Okay, the last thing that I have as far as hot topics go is, do you know this? Bronny James, who is yes. LeBron James's son, he just signed a NIL deal, which is a name, image, and likeness deal with Beats by Dre.
Yep. I know as soon as it happened.
Oh.
Not as soon as it happened, but as soon as it was publicized. I seen it on Brian, put it in his Instagram post, and then later on Beats dropped it, welcoming him, doing the package. I love this for like our younger generation of like athletes, because they get scrutinized by the public and by critics and put a bunch of weight and stuff on them with no benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, high school, college, you even seen this with some of the Ohio State football players. They are now being endorsed by Express.
Mm-hmm.
And they have like a whole fold. And the thing is, they're not just taking it for themselves. They got all of their teammates clothes.
Nice.
So it's like we're starting to see the benefits of what it can mean for these college students, and it also helps them to grow up, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it them getting money ahead of time and seeing as they're, because they're doing so well in their respective sports, they're able to get money ahead of time. It's not looking down by the NCAA anymore, but then they're able to like, you know, begin to change. And I think this is great, man.
Nice. Well, he is the first high school student ever to sign a NIL deal. And his dad was actually the first athlete to sign a deal with the company, with Beats by Dre.
Mm-hmm.
He was the first athlete to do so in 2008. So it looks like they have a commercial already out with each other. Bronny James, they're saying he still has not decided where he's going to college, but everyone is assuming that it's going to be Ohio State is what people
they're only
are
saying that saying. Because they're from Ohio, obviously. Mm-hmm. And they set it out for him at Ohio State. They did like a tour visit, and Brian, if you watch The Shop or whatever his show is on YouTube. I think it's a shot. If you watch his show.
It's on HBO, right?
It was on HBO.
It's not anymore?
I don't know. All the new episodes I've only seen on YouTube. But it was on HBO Max at one point in time.
Okay.
But it's definitely on YouTube. And it's like a, you know, a barbershop kind of environment where they bring other athletes on. And just not even athletes. Other people, other creators on, and they talk.
Mm-hmm.
But it's on YouTube for sure. But on that last episode, he talks about his experience going with Bronny to Ohio State for the recruitment visit. And like how he felt even some kind of way, like he missed something. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And like there's credit, and there's something to going to college, having that college experience. But then there's also like, if college ain't for you, then you don't go.
Right.
But he was like, going there, I seen like, oh, I missed an opportunity. And some people that were there, like PJ Tucker, Draymond was on the episode. Both of them were on the episode, and they both gave two different stories of what it felt like to go to college being an athlete. And so it all depends. But yes, that's the only reason why they think
He's going to be going there.
Yeah, but he hasn't pit. He hasn't. I mean, if he go, he go. Why not get to Ohio?
That would be cool.
It'd be interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
But that's all I have for hot topics.
That's good ones, babe.
Yeah.
You missed it in. I'm proud of you.
I see. Not too much mess.
Not too much. I like it.
Only he who shall not be named mess. You know what I mean?
All right.
Only him.
So then what's the main topic today? What are we talking about? What's the big topic?
Everybody's like, they're not done yet. They haven't.
They show not over?
Their show isn't over yet. So you and I were watching. No, take that back. I was on my phone, scrolling through Instagram, and I came upon a video clip of a famous couple, and the couple were the wife, I believe, has started a podcast. So it was a clip from the podcast, but they were on there together. So because he was her guest. Anywho, they were talking about some of his.
This should be who should remain nameless.
They were talking about some of his public infidelities, and Darnell, he sometimes listens, but he be trying to pretend like he don't be listening to me when I be watching videos or be looking. He be trying to pretend like he don't, but he be listening, y'all. And so anyway,
I have no other choice to listen because you play it so loud.
Whatever, no, I don't. He heard the comment or the answer to the question that this person was asked a question about it, and he answered it. And you didn't like the answer.
No, it was trash.
What didn't you like about the answer to the question? I don't remember what the question was.
The question was,
I just know that you
I snapped.
You were like, what?
I kind of lost it.
Yeah. So what, I don't remember the question.
So at this point, I guess we kind of really got to tell everybody who it is.
No, we don't.
We don't?
No.
Okay.
No slander.
Okay. That's fine. Okay. So this person, she basically said, it was the conversation that kind of threw me. It was the tone and the, dare I say, flippantness. Is that, am I using that correctly? Mm-hmm. The tone and the flippantness he had throughout the conversation. And in the conversation, she was basically saying how we want to talk about how am I dealing with some of his transgressions or whatever against me about because they're so public. And he was like, well, I ain't never slept with nobody, you know. And she was like, oh, I know. He was like, yeah, because you're the only one with these kids and this, that, and the other. And then he was like, but she was like, but you did hurt me. He was like, well, you know, as much as all of the stuff I did, you know, it's not about if you look good or not. It ain't got nothing to do with you. It's all about me. And she was like, but you still hurt me. And then he was like, yeah, but it's not about you. And I was like, bruh, pause. Cause this is beyond me. I got all upset. I watched the clip and everything. And I was like, this dude then got up on Beyonce's internet. And I don't even know. Cause it don't make no sense. And I got extremely upset. And I was very upset because I felt like he was not taking full responsibility nor true transparency about the situation. And I said, babe, we got to talk about responsibility in the podcast. And he was like, what? I was like, we need to talk about responsibility and about taking responsibility and owning your stuff and being responsible.
Owning your stuff. That should be the title of the podcast. Own your.
Okay.
We can say stuff though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can do like the little symbols and stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
I like that. Okay. That should be like our motto for the year. Own your.
I have no idea what I was about to say. You completely derailed my thought. Thank you.
Sorry. I liked that. You were talking about owning your stuff and.
But I was like, we need to talk about owning your, like being taking responsibility for yourself in your relationship, because I feel like that's a lot of times people don't take responsibility, or they do the blame game, or they're not truly self-aware of like what they do or their input into the situation.
Correct. I agree. And I think that's a major part of being mature, of being mature in your relationship, mature as a person, you know, all around maturity is being able to be like, I messed up, and acknowledge your mess up made another person feel without making it about yourself. What?
Nothing. I'm letting you you'll set the stage. I have a trap door waiting for you down the road. But go ahead, continue.
Wow.
No, not a trap door, but no, like,
that you meant that.
Oh,
you
I did.
Meant that. Own your stuff.
I did.
Own your stuff.
I did. Because there was a conversation that we had.
Okay. Just let me in now. Go.
No. Let's continue with that. Let's talk about it.
I forgot what I was gonna say now. Go ahead.
You can't do that. That's rude.
Go there.
What were you finna say?
I was just saying that that is a sign of maturity when you're able to own your stuff and to acknowledge how your stuff made another person feel without making it about yourself.
Right.
Or, you know what I mean? And I feel like in that instance, that's what happened. She was saying, I'm hurt. You hurt me. And instead of acknowledging that hurt, he made it about himself and other men. Other men, you know, he kind of generalized it and was like, when men in general, you know, have some sort of just, you know, whatever, when men in general cheat.
Can we just not say men, when people? Let's just say people.
He said men.
Okay.
When men cheat, it's never about that person or their spouse. It's, you know, it's about them and the hurt person inside of them and the, and not taking any, you know, if that's his truth, that's his truth, but that's his truth. And she was saying her truth and he didn't acknowledge that.
Right.
And I think that's part of taking responsibility in your relationship, no matter what it is, if it's cheating or, you know, I forgot to put the tie on the bread or whatever.
Take responsibility.
Whatever the case is, you have to take responsibility for those things in order for your partner to really trust you too, and to trust to that they can be vulnerable with you and that you can have healthy discussions and arguments and, you know, things like that. Like it all ties in there. Being able to take responsibility for your
own
ish.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
Especially that tie around that bread. Whew.
Whatever. I don't even know why I said that.
No, because it's real. Whatever. I think that's a real thing. And I think a lot of times what happens is people let little things turn into big things.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't take responsibility for this. And then you don't. Then somebody says something. And some of the articles we read, we see how people go back and forth with the blame game about you did this or you did that. And it's like, wait one second. If we can just agree on one thing and somebody can take responsibility for their one piece, it can open the door for a responsibility to be taken all the way around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
So that's really important. Mm-hmm. And I think the one big thing of the conversation that he had, I believe, is the way you said that. He was trying to say, like, well, if you, it ain't about you, it's about the inner person or the hurt person in me. While that is true, I think you have to deal with those on two different planes and deal with those on two different areas, right? And I can say this from experience. I had to deal with how I hurt you up front and personal, mm-hmm. right? I still feel, not that you put anything on me, but I still feel like I battle those demons regularly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, just the impact of the things that I could have done to you and how they have either molded you or shaped you or changed you or whatever the case is. I can't take full responsibility for it, but there are some things that I've done that could have possibly hurt you to help you to feel a certain kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
So I take responsibility for that, mm-hmm. right? And I've apologized to you. I apologize to you randomly in times, and you'd be like, what are you talking about? But I'd be like, I still apologize because I see something, and then I process, because my process is like, my thought process lasts for like long periods of times, and like I be processing
infinite
things
amounts of time.
Like from years ago and into like time, and like I process stuff like that. But then I did do the work internally to say, okay, D, what contribute to you feeling this kind of way outside of anybody else, outside of what anybody else could have done, outside of what anybody else could have said? Why do you feel you've done something or done this, or why this history? And I do believe, like, more recently, not even more recently, but like recently, as I've gotten closer to God, I feel as if he's revealed things to me,
mm-hmm.
about why I felt some things. Like, I've been able to dive deeper into myself to understand, like, why I might have did this. You know, like, what impact did your parents have divorcing? Or what impact did you see from the other men that were having relationships in your life that you might have looked up to?
Mm-hmm.
What things contribute to you feeling a certain kind of way. Mm-hmm. And while those two works are separately, I still take ownership of both. And I still take responsibility for both.
Which is awesome for your son, because then you'll know what behaviors, if you're actually looking into those things, like analyzing those things and taking responsibility for those things, then you know what not to portray to your, not just your son, your children in general.
True.
You know what I mean?
Or even how to like articulate that feeling of understanding to someone else.
Yes, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I've learned my lesson, and a lot of things come up. And the lessons we learn aren't necessarily for ourselves all the time, mm-hmm. but the lessons we learn are for the people that come behind us, mm-hmm. and for the people, for us to be able to instruct and guide others along the way.
Yes, I believe that.
It's important, man, for you to take the responsibility to be self-aware that you've done something wrong, be able to apologize and articulate what your wrongdoing was, and then to forgive yourself for the wrong things you've done, but also do the work to understand why you feel that way or you did that thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't really have much to say to that. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And so it was really important. I think this article that we had is called Taking Responsibility in a Relationship. It was a really good article for me. I got a lot out of it. And one of the big things it says is taking responsibility in your relationship is the acknowledgement and ownership of every action and word you say and do. Mm. Like, I was like, I don't need to read the article. I read that and I was like, yeah, that's exactly what taking responsibility is. It's not just, you know, halfway taking, like take ownership of it. You know what I mean? And be standing. Not, and don't get me wrong. And it's really killing me lately. People are like, oh, I'm standing in my truth. Bro, just because you feel that way don't mean it didn't have an impact on anybody else. Or it didn't have a...
Just because it's your truth doesn't mean it's somebody else's truth.
Yeah, yeah. Like... Right.
Yeah.
No. Tone it down. Jeez. I got really upset.
You did. Sorry. You did.
But I think that...
I didn't know that bothered you so much. Is this the first time I'm hearing this, folks? I didn't know.
I mean, it's not that bad, but when everybody misuse and abuse, like, oh, I'm just standing in my truth. Bruh, who does your truth matter to? Only to you. Let's be careful, everyone. Like, let's be real mindful about how we are speaking and how we are acting. And I think it says, the article goes to say how to practice this in real life, how to practice taking responsibility. One is be honest with yourself, be honest with your partner, be honest with the person you're in a relationship with, be honest with this, all the people around you, because the more that you can be honest, it allows for people to see that you are being vulnerable, which allows them to be vulnerable with you. Mm-hmm. Which allows for honesty and deep and tough conversations to happen, because I feel like if you're being vulnerable with me, you're being honest with me, then I can be honest with you. And I'm like, well, if she's not holding nothing against me, I can't hold nothing against her. So let me tell her let her be able to tell me how she feels, or then I can tell them how they feel and they won't hold nothing against me. So the first thing is to be honest. The second thing is to act on situations and not react. And I think that's where a lot of people get put in the tough situations. It says when people are held accountable for their behavior, they often become defensive. And that's the biggest thing. People be like, oh, I'm in a war, so I got to fight back. And instead of listening, they begin to throw darts at each other, which turns into a whole bigger situation. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't allow for any vulnerabilities, for any trust, for any honesty, for anything to open up in that space, because now I'm on the defense. And so I'm attacking instead of actually listening and being responsive to whatever someone is saying to me. It says to help take a second and look at the situation from your partner's perspective. That's all it is. Take a pause, breathe, count to 10, do whatever you go through the ABCs in your head, count backwards, whatever you got to do. But in that moment, take a second to listen and hear. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like to call it active listening. Like if you're just talking to talk and you're not listening to what nobody else is saying, you're just talking. But if you actively listen, you can then begin to play back what that person said to you. And what I like to do, and you can tell me if I don't do this enough, but when Trinity and I are having a deep discussion or we're going at it or we're talk, I repeat back to her what I heard her say. And if this is correct, and what that does is it allows for me to, one, associate with what she's saying, and two, get confirmation from her that this is what she's saying. I can't talk to you. Are you making that
You're
face?
So sexy right now.
Can we podcast, please?
Okay, sorry.
So yeah. Then that gives me, I repeat, it allows me to relate to what she is saying, and then two, get a confirmation from her that I heard her correctly.
Yes, we do that.
And then that allows for us to be able to, not for me to be defensive, but for me to be reactive and to then connect with what she's saying, to be able to see myself better. Make sense?
Absolutely.
I feel like this, I've taken over the podcast for one time in my life.
Yeah, I like it. Y'all, this is going to happen more often. I like it.
So, and then three is be willing to forgive your partner and yourself.
Ooh, right? Forgiveness. That's a hard one.
It is.
Yeah.
If you make it.
Yeah.
Because it's a choice, right? Mm-hmm. It's a choice to forgive people.
It's a hard choice.
It is, but sometimes it's what's necessary. And I think what happens is we as people hold things over each other for a extended period of times. And so then once I have an offense or once something is held over me, anything I do resembles that and is on top of the other thing. So before we can even get to what the root of it is, you have to dig through so many layers because you haven't forgiven anybody. I think that's just the biggest part about making sure we are able to forgive. And the quicker we can find forgiveness in our heart or forgiveness for people. And I'm not saying, let me be true. I'm not saying if one person keep doing the same thing over and over, you keep forgiving them. I am not saying that. Obviously, you have to be conscious with your forgiveness, and everybody at some point needs forgiveness, but you don't have to deal with them after you forgive them. Mm-hmm. Right. So yeah. Like I can forgive you, but I ain't got to deal with you.
Oh, absolutely not.
I can let that go because I'm not letting it go for you anymore. I'm letting it go for myself.
Right.
For me to be healthier.
Because they may not even be holding on to anything. It could just
and
be.
And they might not even care.
Might not even care.
But for you, if that's what you have to do, then you have to let that go. The article says everyone makes mistakes and forgive. And forgiving yourself or your partner is important for moving past challenges and making your relationship stronger. We all make mistakes. We all are going to do something that the other person don't like. It's just about owning it. Mm-hmm. Owning your responsibility. That's it. Owning your part, owning what you do.
Owning your
and ish. Taking responsibility for it.
I say ish.
I heard you three times.
I didn't say the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Take responsibility. It's hard. It's not something that is easy when it comes to relationships early on. It's something that you have to work towards for sure.
Yeah. And that's just, again, it's just about being vulnerable and being truth and being honest. I love these three simple things. Be honest, act on the situations, don't react, and be willing to forgive. If you can do those three things, taking responsibility, being vulnerable, being in a place with a person that you can get deeper and deeper with is, I don't know what else you would want in life.
Me either. It's the bee's knees. Absolutely.
Okay.
Good stuff, babe.
That was it.
Yeah, I told y'all he felt a certain kind of way about it.
Obviously, I
think because you are actively doing that work yourself, that it hit you where you were like, oh, no, bro, that's not what we do right now. Do you know what I'm saying?
I was so mad.
And so I think that's why it
struck me so hard.
Yeah, struck you so hard. Yes.
Because it's like, and I think for me, I feel like you have, like, we have to know where we are, right? In our life, in our reach, in our whatever we're doing, the public eye, the people that look up to us, the people that we're responsible for. And I think you have to be truly responsible. And if you are going to be on a platform and in a place, other people are looking to you to be responsible. Other people are looking to you to be honest. Other people are looking for you to be, you know, the best version of you you can be. Especially if you in a church and you sitting on somebody's pulpit, you got husbands going home to their wives, you got like little young men in the church going up, and if you act this way, they're going to believe that they can act this way. And mm-hmm. that's not, you know, like, I'm not trying to assume responsibility for the world, but what I am going to do is, if I messed up, I messed up. If I'm going to get on somebody's internet and say, if I'm gonna get on Beyonce's internet and be like, I messed up, but it's not your fault. It's ain't got nothing to do with you. No, I'm gonna be honest. And I'm gonna be like, look, bro, I felt this way. This is what happened. This shouldn't have happened. And while I could have felt some way from you about this, and I did this, I'm gonna take the responsibility for the actions that I did. And I'm gonna work on trying to make this better with you. And I'm also gonna work on myself.
Absolutely. Why are you laughing at me?
Because you just said absolutely, and I'd be like, no, baby, you gotta say some more, because I just said a whole bunch. You just said one word.
But if I agree,
one word, absolutely. Moving on.
If I agree with you, I don't. There's nothing else to say after that, babe. I wholeheartedly agree with you.
So yes, that's why I was a little upset, because you can't have people thinking like it's cool to just do something and not take responsibility for it. Like, yes, if I hurt you, I need to own up to that. If that wasn't my intention to hurt you, and you know that, then I've apologized, but then you have to work through your part, and you have to hear me say that I wasn't necessarily trying to do that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was good info, babe. Thank you.
I felt some kind of way.
My bad. You did. You got it all out.
Did I?
Yeah.
So now
Okay, I'll start. So I'm never watching Handmaid's Tale again. I put that on my social medias, on the medias, because
That's a transition. Got it.
I'm never watching Handmaid's Tale again. It has gotten way too intense. And I think because it mirrors our current reality in so many ways, like it does and it doesn't, but like I couldn't, like it wouldn't be a leap for me to see us getting to that kind of situation. It's not fun for me anymore.
Okay, so we're talking about where we're watching. So for those that are new to the show.
I'm not watching it anymore. So that's what I'm not watching.
Okay.
I'm not watching Handmaid's Tale. April. I am not watching Handmaid's Tale. But what I am watching, yes. Okay. Let's talk about what we are watching.
Let's talk about
it. So what I am watching is so many things.
Babe, one.
Okay. Did I talk about Quantum Leap last time?
I don't think I did. I don't think so.
I might have said it,
but I don't think you talked about it.
No?
Talk about it. If you did, it's all right. You talk about the same shows over and over anyway.
Do I?
You know, from time to time, they might come back up. But go ahead, babe. I mean, you're watching like, I don't know how you do it, but you're watching a bunch of shows.
I am. There's so many. There's lots of good things out there. And then people send me stuff and they're like, watch this. I want to hear what you think about this, or watch this. And so, yeah. Okay. Well, since I don't know if I spoke about Quantum Leap, if you haven't watched it and if you know it from your childhood, that means we're similar in age. Hello. But if not, it's a great show to go and, you know, to purge if you haven't done so. Introduce yourself to. It's good stuff, people. And so they redid the show, as they're redoing lots of shows, you know, revamping all the good shows from the 80s. Was Quantum Leap in the 80s?
I don't know.
90s?
It was either 80s or 90s.
Anyways, they're remaking all of those bad boys. And so they're literally bad boys too. But but they redid Quantum Leap. It's good so far. I like it. It's very 2022 Quantum Leap, but it's good so far. So if you haven't watched it, go ahead and do that. But I am also watching something called Let the Right One In. It's on Showtime. It is very Trinity. It's a series, and it's about this man and his daughter, and his daughter is a vampire. And so it's his kind of mission. He's on a mission to find a cure for his daughter. So it's based around that and the things that a father will go through to, you know, keep their daughter safe. If Ariane was a vampire, would you like go out and get blood for her and things like that?
Absolutely.
You would?
Yeah. I'd be slicing up people.
Okay. Maybe I shouldn't have asked that on the air. And so, yes, we are watching that. And a joint show that we're watching is Reasonable Doubt. And so if you haven't started watching that yet, we watched it on Hulu.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that show has been pretty good. We're behind a couple of episodes. But
yeah, I'd like to be.
That yeah, you do. So that you can play catch up.
Yeah.
But if you have not watched that, that is a very good show so far as well about a lawyer that a lawyer and kind of her life, navigating her life. It's produced by Kerry Washington. It's pretty good. So Reasonable Doubt is a joint show that we're watching. I know. I took up all the time. I apologize. But go ahead. What are you watching?
The only thing that I'm really, really interested in talking about as I'm watching is The Mole on Netflix.
Oh. Are we behind? Do we have a... Oh, okay.
Yep, you sure do.
Okay. We can't watch without our... Oh, we can't watch. She wasn't really watching.
She wasn't watching that.
Yeah, yeah.
So The Mole on Netflix is a show. It's a social deduction show. Where there's a mole and a group of people and they're trying to complete tasks and there's one person trying to sabotage and take away all the money. You know, the things that Darnell likes most in the world. So it's about basically a big puzzle. It's a game of puzzles about people completing puzzles with someone trying to mess up all the puzzles. That's basically it. And I like it. The way the show works is they do something and then they take a vote or they do a quiz to see if they know who the mole really is. And so then they take the answers from the quiz and the ones that are the least closest to figuring out who the mole is, they're eliminated from the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so far it's been really, really good. I've been super into it. It took me like a second to watch the first episode, but that was probably because I was watching it late at night, but I watched it like during the day and I got it right away. And I was like, oh,
I'm still trying to figure out if it's real though.
I think it's real. I think these are real people in the show. I don't think this is not like a, it's a reality show, but like with real people, it's not like a scripted reality.
Okay. Because some parts of it, I was like, is that fake? But
no, I don't think it's scripted reality. I think it's a reality show with social deduction and you just have to figure out who it is. But The Mole is really good. It's on Netflix. A new episode comes out every Friday, I believe.
Okay. Very cool.
So what are you? Go ahead.
We got one of them to watch, two of them to watch.
I think one.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
So what are you reading?
I'm excited about that.
I know you are. So- I know you are. That's what I was trying to limit you just to one, but you don't listen.
What am I listening? Okay, I won't do a favorite thing.
You have to, because if I do one, you have to do one.
No. I'll let you do two.
I don't want to do two.
So what I'm...
I struggle with just one.
I know, that's the thing. I'm going to talk about that too. But what I'm reading, it is called The Real. It's called Real, not The Real.
That's a TV show. You're still on what you're watching?
No, I'm so used to putting the in front of things because our kindergartner, that's like the sight word of the week is the. So I've been trying to incorporate that into everything. But anyways, it's called Real, R-E-E-L, by Kennedy Ryan. And it is so good. My sister recommended it and I started listening to it. It is definitely a book that if you have an Audible, I would suggest you listen to because it's about an actress, a Broadway actress that gets picked for a movie role to play like this old blues singer slash dancer's life. And there's lots of singing involved in it. Like, you know, if she's on opera or when she's playing this part, mm-hmm. you know, they actually, you can hear the music instead of reading the words on the screen. So it's a different, or in the book. So it's a different kind of experience. So I was like, oh, this is a good one to listen to because you feel like you're kind of in the story. But
listen to all of them, babe.
Shut up. But I really like it so far. And so I definitely would suggest that. So it's called Reel, R-E-E-L, by Kennedy Ryan.
Sweet.
What are you reading?
I'm still reading Building the Second Brain, but I've launched into their podcast as well.
Oh, really?
So they also have a podcast for Building the Second Brain. So I'll start listening to that. It's very short. It gives really good context about what the second brain is. I started developing my own. I've also been watching some of Thomas Frank Explains on using Notion. Notion is where I'm going to build my second brain and where I am building it. Currently, I've been dumping a bunch of articles, things that I've been interested in. I'm starting now to get into like my projects and stuff about what I want to do, which is why I just dumped a whole bunch of stuff on you because I had this like brewing in my mind. I want to get it on my paper.
Oh, when you got home?
Yes.
Yeah. You were like, I got to talk to you about 15 things.
So,
okay.
So I'm going to put those projects into my second brain today. Along with some different areas of like what I'm working on or what I'm doing. And so I'm really trying to dive deeper into the second brain concept because I feel like it's a really appropriate and it would be very helpful for as I try to create more and develop more and I come into more contact with different pieces of information, I feel as if it is helping me to distill what information is really important and what is not. And so like I haven't spent so much time on Instagram because Instagram's my social media choice.
Yeah, but babe, that's not good. It's your social media platform of choice, correct? But you're still never on it. Do you know what I'm saying? Like you're not.
Can I do my?
Oh, okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Spill.
I'm just saying
because I'm consuming the content. I'm more consuming than creating, and so since I'm consuming so much, it doesn't give me the freedom to create as much as I would like to. And so, like, I do want to get on social media more and do like more UX stuff and like UX post, and I want to write more and I want to do more things. But I worry about consuming all of this information, right? Instead of saying, oh, this is good for something else, I can just grab it, capture it, and put it here until I'm really ready to distill it.
Okay.
And so the second brain is allowing me the ability to say, oh, I like this thing on social media, or I like this post. Doesn't mean that, Darnell, at the moment you see this post, go to your computer, look up Figma, go look for this plugin, download this plugin. And then in the middle of the process of doing all that, I find so many other things to digest. And then what's happening is I get overwhelmed with so much that I don't actually create the post that I wanted to create.
Got it.
And so what I feel this is allowing me to do is begin to just capture information. And like, while you can always capture, but now with me capturing it and now laying out the projects that I want to do, I'm able to process it and use it when I need to. Got it?
I got it.
Okay. Yeah. Am I still bad on my social media? Gosh. Kill a guy for not posting pictures every other day.
No, I like my it. Bad, bro. I like that you are not super into social media. One of us has said we have to have a balance somewhere. Jeez. Okay, my favorite thing. Well, first of all, before we start our favorite things, I just want to say we would love to support small businesses. If you have like a product that you produce that you want to send to us for us to try, we would be more than willing to do so. Or if you even just want to tell us about your product, we can, you know, tell about your product in place of one of our favorite things. Or if you have a favorite thing that you want to tell us about, go ahead and do that. So I really do have two favorite things today, but I've already taken up a lot of our time, I feel like. So I'll go with one.
And do the two, babe. It's fine.
Oh, okay, great. And so
that's all you wanted anyways. I walked into that one. That's my fault. I take responsibility for that. I do.
So my first favorite thing, both of these, well, my first favorite thing is going to be my, I haven't tried it yet, but my sister sent me information and I want to try it. It is called, it's a makeup item. So it's a blurring balm powder, a skin blurring balm powder, Danessa Myrick's Yummy Skin Blurring Balm Powder. I do not wear a ton of makeup and she knows that. And I'm, her and my other sister are just very good at doing makeup. I'm not. And so she was thought about me when she got this because she said that she literally put it on and it looked like her whole face was made up. And it was super easy to do. And so she's like, you have to get some, you have to get some, you have to get some. And so I have not done it yet, but I did look it up. It is at Sephora. So if you're interested in a skin blurring balm powder that can just be a everyday, you know, put it on, go out the door, look like you have a little fresh beat, little lip gloss, go ahead and check that out. I'm going to do so and I'll report back and let you know what I think of it. The other thing is my mom was swearing by this coffee she found. And oh my gosh, have you guys tried it yet? Have you guys tried it yet? Finally got my hands on a box. It is Dunkin' Turtle Love Dark Roast. It's their the K-Cups. I'm not sure if they have it in just the roasted bags, but these are K-Cups and finally tried it. I think you can only buy it at Target, but it is very, very good. Target. I've told a million people about it already because it is so good. Dunkin' Turtle Love Dark Roast Coffee. Even if you're not into dark roast, just try it. It is very, very good. I am almost done with this box and I need to go hunt down some more. Last time I went to Target, they were all out of it because I think people are catching on that this is pretty good. And I don't know if it's seasonal. You know, sometimes they'll just like put things out like limited edition. It doesn't say that on the box, but I wouldn't trust it. Go and grab some if you see some. It is very, very good.
All right.
Those are my two.
I have one.
Okay.
So for my favorite thing this week, I am kind of torn. You all know that I'm an iPad user. I've been using iPad since the iPads came out. And I go from points in not using it to using it a lot and not using it to using it a lot. Well, over the summer while we were gone, I went and purchased an iPad mini.
He did.
Don't make that sound. Okay. I had an iPad Pro. I had 11 inch iPad Pro. I didn't feel as if I was using it to the extent to what I could use it, you know, and I did know like, Stage Manager was coming up on the new iOS that should be coming out in the next few weeks. And I was really looking forward to it, but I still didn't feel like I was using the iPad to the most of my ability. Cause I felt like it was too big for me to do what I wanted. Cause like I wanted the iPad to read books, to take notes, to be like my little assistant that I can take around with me. That's bigger than my phone, but not big as my computer. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it.
That was the only reason?
More importantly, my son kept using my big iPad. And like,
he wasn't using it. He claimed it as his own.
I stopped wanting to like argue with dude about like,
this is mine.
Like this is mine. He's like, no, bro, it's mine. Like, no, for real.
No, literally.
It's fine. It's mine. Like, no, dude. And so like, I didn't want to keep having that discussion with him. I feel like I just got pumped by a 4-year-old or 5-year-old. What?
I just spit out my coffee because I just thought the same thing. You definitely got punked.
Either way it goes. And so, but I didn't want to buy a big new iPad. So it made me really rethink how I was using my tool. And so I got myself an iPad mini, iPad mini 6. It just was released at the end of last year. So the cycle for it to be replaced is nowhere near up. It probably won't happen to like the end of next year if it does, but I got it. And I am going to say, I took my Apple Pencil and put it on here. The one that I had, cause it still does the second generation Apple Pencil, and the iPad mini just fits for me. Like it fits so well.
It really is like a little assistant for you.
Like I've downloaded, that's how I've been reading my book. This is where I've also been creating my second brain. Like I haven't even really been doing it on my computer. I've been doing it on my phone and my iPad. I'm still having screen time, but it allows me to step away from my computer, which is really good because I spend a lot of time on my MacBook Pro, either doing design stuff or working with other groups that I've been a part of, or just my regular work computer. Like the big screen. I love the size of my iPad mini. I take it with me. It fits in my pocket on some coats and some back pockets, not too much, but it, because I'll put my Apple Pencil on here, so whatever. Anyway, it goes. I love this iPad mini. It just does a lot of things for me. It really turns to my assistant. I do my planner in here. I write. You can write on it. You can, with GoodNotes, I'm doing my planner. With Notions, I'm creating my second brain. With iBooks, I'm reading books. I'm actually reading books. And like for me, that's been something I've been.
I feel like that was a shot. Like I'm actually reading books, not listening.
See, that's how this has nothing to do with. This ain't got nothing to do with you and about your feelings.
Okay.
I have for a very long time hesitated in reading books because I felt like I read too slow or I felt like I wasn't a good reader. But reading books on here has been very rewarding for me. The fact that I'm actually seeing myself get through books, and while, you know, I might read the chapter a couple different times or a page a couple different times, whatever the case is, I'm still reading and actively reading books, which is something that I haven't done. And now it's allowing me, like, as you know how you do as a runner when you build up your stamina to read or to run, I feel like I'm doing that with reading now, and which is very helpful. Because then it allows me to like really sit down and read through several page documents and not get fatigued after like one page or a couple of different paragraphs. But reading has become something that I have enjoyed. Like I'll turn off the TV or I'll sit with you while you're watching TV and I'll sit here and read. Or with the kid. That was a lot of shade. Not on purpose. That was not on purpose.
This whole shade. Last part is but nothing but shade. Like I know the people listening are like, "Damn, she is lazy," and she.
No one thought
she
that.
She doesn't read her book. She listens to them, and
babe, that's some offense that when you put on yourself.
When he's reading, she's watching TV. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm done. iPad mini, y'all.
So, like, I have 15 shows you should watch.
I can't stand
you're
you.
You're like, I have 15 books. Listen, y'all,
iPad
read.
Mini is, if you're in a hunt for a new iPad, or if you want something bigger to your phone but not big as a computer, and you're thinking about an iPad or you're thinking about a tablet, I would strongly, strongly suggest an iPad mini. Yes, it's not an M1. Yes, it's still probably going to be refreshed maybe next year, potentially, but they do have buyback programs or whatever the case. If you're looking for an iPad that can really be your assistant, something you can write on, take your digital notes, do whatever it is you want to do without actually having a computer or something that's bigger than your phone that gives you something different, then do it. I would strongly suggest it. I don't have any like social media things on my iPad. I don't have any. I've clarified what category I wanted to fit in my life, and it does it. And it does it with no problem. Bye, babe. I swear to God. I swear.
Didn't do that,
you did a lot. And you get. You do. And you so.
Not do a thing.
Whatever, man. Whatever. I'm done. Are we? Is this show over? Is this show over? I'm done.
What did I do?
Hello, somebody.
What did I do?
Somebody.
I was just listening to you talk about how great you are.
Y'all, we love y'all. Regardless of, we love y'all. And we want y'all to be able to get in contact with us. Like T said, if you have any products out there, if you have something you want us to review or you want us to get into, please let us know. You can email us at perfectlyimperfectcouple.17@gmail.com. You can stay connected with us on Facebook. We have two different pages. We have our promotion page where it just talks about who we are. But then we also have a group. Just search for the Perfectly Imperfect Couple. You'll find both. We are also on Instagram and Twitter. Our Instagram is perfectly_imperfect_couple_17. And our Twitter is perfectly_imperfect1e. And that's the last one. And as we always say, thank you for hanging out with us and talking about being imperfect and why that is perfectly okay.
So okay.